Sunny Radio, where it's always in the 80s. Thank you so much for joining us on a Thursday morning. You may have heard the ads here that have been running, the public service announcements for the Habitat for Humanity. They've got a campaign going on right now, trying to raise some funds. And I got a telephone call here from Sue Olson from Habitat for Humanity. Sue, how are you doing this morning?
Just great. Pleased to be talking to you.
Well, we're really glad to have you on here because I thought, you know, let's get some information about what we're raising funds for and how people can maybe contribute. First of all, Ms. Olson, what are the dollars that we're raising right now in the capital campaign? What are they going towards?
We are, excuse me, working to raise $1.4 million.
Wowzers. That's a pretty good chunk there, isn't it?
That's a good chunk. We're about 75% there.
Very nice.
And of course, that last 25% is going to be
That's the tough one,
that's
huh?
That's the tough part.
Well, the last 25% we have from now through the end of the month, so we got a little bit of time here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about where the funds are going to go, and then we're going to visit in a second here about how people can contribute. But first, let's talk about this. How when somebody makes a contribution to the Habitat for Humanity, where will the funds go?
The funds will be here in Sioux Falls to help us expand our facilities, John. We are going to double the size of our restore, going from 10,000 square feet to 20,000 square feet.
Very nice.
So that we have more sales floor, so that we can increase the environmental activity and the sales that we conduct through the restore. There is statistical information that links square footage to sales. So we want to expand our successful restore.
And I'll tell you, it's a wonderful place. When my wife and I were building our home 6 or 7 years ago, there were several things that when we were done, we were like, okay, we got this little thing left over and that little thing left over. And guess where we brought them? To
awesome.
The restore.
Thank you.
Yeah, brought them out there because I thought, you know what? This is a great organization. You guys are doing really, really good things for people. So we were really glad to contribute, and I'm not gonna lie. We've bought some things from there too. We bought a desk from you guys, and a couple of other things as well. It's just a great place to go if you have leftover materials when you're doing a project, or if you're working on a project, you should start at the restore and say, hey, you know what? I might be able to use this thing right here. So it's a really good way to do that. Now, if I would like to contribute financially to the capital campaign that's going on right now. Again, on the phone, we have Sue Olson with Habitat for Humanity. Sue, how do I get the money to you guys? I just bring it in, or is there a preferred way? Small, unmarked bills?
the other half of our capital campaign, we're going to build another 20,000 square feet, and we're going to add an indoor facility so that we can do construction activity year-round.
Nice.
We're going to have the capability of building an entire house inside.
Oh, very cool.
And our goal is, you know, to build as many houses as we possibly can with indoor facilities. We're not going to be as limited as we are now with weather issues.
That's very, very cool.
So we're pretty excited about that. And we are going to right now, John, we're building about 10 houses a year.
Okay.
With the funds and the resources that we have in this new plan for expansion with the bigger store and more income and the indoor facility. So that we can work year-round, our goal is 15 houses a year.
Very nice.
And we're very, very excited about that. We welcome gifts of support, whether it's a leftover material that you bring to the store or whether it's a direct cash gift to our capital campaign. You can call me and I will walk you through it. You can give me a credit card number. You can write a check. You can do whatever method you prefer in terms of giving us a gift of support if that's what you choose to do.
Very nice. Now, if I would like to learn more, is there a website that I can go to kind of get a little more information about Habitat for Humanity and Sioux Falls and the wonderful things you guys do?
Yes, John. www.SiouxFallsHabitat, all one word, SiouxFallsHabitat.org.
All right, SiouxFallsHabitat.org. Again, on the telephone this morning with Sue Olson with Habitat for Humanity. Sue, thank you for taking some time to visit with me today.
Oh, thank you, and God bless you for helping Habitat.
We're glad to do it. Now, we're going to give a phone number so people can call you, and you know, you better get ready because they're all going to call at once with, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. I understand the average Joe driving
down
the road.
I love that, John. I love that.
Right now, they're driving down the road going, okay, John, you're putting us up to this. They probably weren't expecting that. But folks, seriously, if you can contribute, we're going to give a phone number right now so you can call and say, hey, you know what? I can't do the thousands, but I want to give a little bit. Sue, what number can they call to visit with you?
You can call 605-332-5962. Extension 16. That's my phone number.
Very nice. I'll get off the line so you can talk to them. Thank you so much, Sue.
John, thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll check your weather forecast coming up next right here on Sunny.